This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Colors of Courage focuses on highlighting the stories of ethnic social entrepreneurs. I want to capture their stories and highlight how they're contributing towards their communities.
I'm a Jordanian. I moved to New Zealand late 2008 with a job offer to New Zealand as a chef. Yeah. And I'd be working in the Hermitage Hotel in the Oraki National Park in Mount Cook. I spent there like around 5 years, 4.5 years. And move after that to another New Zealand hotel. It's Distinction Hotel Group in Tiana for another tourism area as well. So I spent it there for like 8 years till the COVID come over. When the COVID come over, this has been hurt a part of the tourism. So they redundant because the tourism areas is no kind of the job. They reduce the amount of the people working. So I get redundant. So we decided to move to the city. So when I moved to the city, I found a job in a hotel here, one of the biggest hotels in Christchurch. It's the Clearwater Resort. So I'm starting working there as executive chef as well for the place for around 5 months. I don't like the atmosphere and the kind of the dealing with the hotel. So I decided to resign. When I resigned, decided to study as a business. So I done the course of the business and opened my own business here to service my community.
Now, did you always have the love for food?
Always.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And eating or making food?
Both.
Both, yeah. Both. So which cuisine do you cook?
I am an international chef in general. Just okay. I love my Middle Eastern cuisine because it have a lot of the flavor. And I find after I knowledge about many cuisine like Indian and Pakistan and Afghani, we have as well mix them food with our food, actually especially with the spices. So I realized later when I'm meeting so many Afghani and Indian here, so I realized we are very sharing food. I think getting more love this kind of things. And plus my favorite cuisine is the Italiano cuisine, yes. Because I love the freshness and the simple things to do it in your plates.
Yeah, that's great. So you mentioned you wanted to service your community. Tell me about that.
My community, when I moved to Christchurch here, I find my Muslim communities is they have a limit amount of kind of food they can go and eat. And we are, the matter which nationality, the Muslim, they love pizza. And actually in New Zealand here, hard to find as a halal pizza shop to eat. Because the most of the cured meat, it's made from pork, and this is we can't eating this one. So when I thinking why I'm not open the halal pizza shop, and we can make the pepperoni or any kind of the cured meat 100% from the beef or the lamb. So this is idea coming to my head, and I made it after I studied the business. And alhamdulillah, this is, yeah, I have a good name in with my community, and yeah, they support me a lot and they love my food. That's alhamdulillah.
Now, having said that, you know, you made this for your community, but is this only for Muslims?
No, it's not only for Muslims. Just we need to thinking about something else as well. For like at the Kiwi example, he the important things for him, the nice taste of food. He doesn't care about if this is salami or the pepperoni made it from pork or made it from beef. He's the important things for him. This is salami. So for me, so first things, I looking after my community, I make something special for my community. Plus, I service food, good quality of food for the another community too.
Okay, so you're achieving two objectives in one go.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, that's great. So now tell me about your restaurant.
My restaurant, when I take it, it's a big challenge for me as to be a Muslim in pizza. And actually, this is hard time after the COVID. And you have a competition, big competition with Pizza Hut and Domino's in the same time to comparing the prices and the quality and all these things. Just, alhamdulillah, this is everything is coming easy because this is the... My Muslim brother and sister, they find I'm the only one is a service. So no excuse to go anywhere to buy the food. So this is shop, it's a service, halal pizza. Let's go. Let's going there. So alhamdulillah, yeah, I have a people coming like from Auckland or North Island. Some people coming from Dunedin, just only for special for the pizza.
And so, yeah, that's quite right. So you're on the busiest road of Christchurch, Papanui Road. And so you have Domino's and you have KFC and you have
Subway
and in all that, you're showing a lot of courage to be here to serve the community, but also to give the best level of flavor in your pizzas. So do you get compliments from the non-Muslim community as well?
Yes, alhamdulillah, yes. We have yesterday a customer, he's a Kiwi, coming to buy the pizza. I'm busy little bed. And he asked how long this will be take. I said to him around 20 minutes because I'm busy service, yeah. And he said to me, I have to wait because I get recommendation from some people about your pizza. So that's for me, this is compliment about the food. This has been like spread around. The people starting talking to each other about my quality of the pizza, alhamdulillah.
And so was there much thought going into naming this restaurant Flaming Pizza?
Yes, and yesterday I have a guy, he's from Pakistan. He said to me, we have a flaming rabbit, something like that. This is related to you. I said to him, no, that's the people starting, when they say this is name, Flaming, they're starting asking if this is related to my flaming here or not.
Right, I see, yeah. So, and you said, you know, people come from afar to have your taste, and I'm one of them because I live in Lincoln, but I do come here to take the pizza and buy, you know, your favorite, my kid's favorite, Southern Fried Bites, which are their favorites. So tell me about the challenges you had in opening up this.
The challenges I have is the first things, how you let your community know you open this is food, and to talk to all the Muslim and to explain to all the Muslim my pepperoni is halal, because it is stick in the head of each one of the Muslim. It is pepperoni, make it from pork. So to change all the recipe to make it from beef example or from lamb, they take with me a little bit time to get my community to know the salami. It's made
now,
halal.
Probably in Middle East, do you eat pepperoni?
Yes.
Is it quite common?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I think in India and Pakistan and, you know, in the Asian sort of subcontinent, there's no concept of like eating pepperoni and things like that.
The reason in Middle East we use it, this is kind, because we are a Mediterranean country. We are very close to Greek and Italy. So that's why we have, this is popular over there. Plus we have a bacon. Made it from beef there. So we're writing there, it says beef, bacon. We're writing first beef.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yes.
That must be confusing. Is it confusing for people back home?
Yes, exactly. Because when I'm working in the hotel back home in Jordan, I receive a lot of questions. How come it says bacon? I said to him, yeah, it says beef, bacon. You're reading first beef, bacon. It doesn't have to be bacon only from pork. No, the bacon we can make it from any kind of the meat. The important thing is the belly, because it's the fat. We can't make it from lamb because the fat in the lamb is so high and the belly in the lamb is so thin part. So we can't make it.
So it can be made only with
beef. Or pork.
I see.
Yes, yeah. Or we can make it from buffalo and from the biggest animal there, we can eat it.
So you've told about your inspiration for building this business for the community and your love for food. And you've also told me about the challenges you had mainly to convince the Muslim community about, you know, what you were intending to do and what sort of flavors you were going to bring. But what about the challenges in setting up the business itself, like in the on the company's office or, you know, dealing with government agency? How was your experience?
It's very simple and easy. Because you can open any company like in 24 hours in New Zealand. You just go for the website for NZ company and you open your profile. You pay the fee. You receive your registered company. And you apply for the GST number. So the GST number, you're getting like for like a maximum 72 hours. You're getting your GST number all set up. And after that, you, when you get your GST number, you go to the bank. You open your company bank by the GST number because have to be like exactly for the personal, the bank, they ask you for the IRD number. It's the GST number, is the IRD number for the company. And yeah, simple and easy. If you decided to make a food, you contact the city council for to register yourself as a food trade with the city council to set up the, your food control plan. So the city council, they give you the time to come in to check everything for you and you have a knowledge about how to service the food. And that's easy.
That's easy. Okay.
Very simple and easy.
Now, if you could ask for some kind of help from the government or something that could make things even easier, what would that be?
You can asking for like... If you have a plan to extend your business or to add some your business and you are short in the money, you can apply with the IRD for land revenue. You can apply for like a loan. They give you the loan for like a 2 years with no interest, so free. So for us as a Muslim, this is very helpful because we're not going for riba.
Mm-hmm.
So that's So that's very important for us as a Muslim. Just you need to pay in time. Mm. So you can't, because after the 2 years finish, so you're getting for the interest and we don't want it to interest for the riba.
Yeah.
This is one of the most important things. Okay. And this is for the business. Little bit sometimes you find difficult for if you were weak quiet. You know, you need to cover your expense. Like you need to thinking about it. So you need should have a plan for a week at the advance to cover these things.
Now, earlier you were telling me that you're going to work almost throughout the December holidays because,
yes,
you know, you don't have staff. Is that a challenge? Because you were saying you wanted to bring somebody from overseas who understands the whole halal service. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah,
situation?
You know, this is the Christmas period. This is not just Christmas. It's we call it that holiday. Like ours is called holiday. It doesn't matter for Muslim and non-Muslim. Because the family, Muslim family, all of them, they take it the holiday when the kids is going from the school holiday. So that this time is between the Christmas period to the New Year period. So for us as a food trade, this is most important time. This is the holiday. So we're waiting the long weekend. We're waiting the school holiday because we know the family coming to visit each other. So we have a more customer. With New Zealand, actually, for after the COVID, because so many people, they left the country back to home. And the new process from the immigration for apply for the visa from the people from overseas, this is getting a little bit harder. And to find people to come to work as well, it's more hard and hard. It's not only me. It's the most of the shop here in New Zealand is short of staff. And all of them is just writing a sign. We accept your patient because we are short of the staff. So I'm thinking about, because something in new rules coming as out, help us as a religion, as a Muslim. We can bring people as a Muslim people to serve. Because this is really good point for us. Because we don't need it to train them how to service the halal food, or which the kind of halal bean. It's easy for them because you know A to Z about halal. And I find my Muslim brother and sister, the more confidence if the person behind the counter, he's a Muslim. So this is really big challenge as well for me to find non-Muslim to working inside the shop, because when I feeling my brother and sister confident more when the Muslim service them.
And that's why you're looking to get somebody from overseas. Yes. So you can take a little bit of break.
Yeah.
And have some time with the family. Unfortunately, that would be a tricky situation to have somebody locally, because they probably won't understand the halal,
no.
The halal standards. And it'll be quite difficult for, especially somebody who comes in who's new and doesn't find somebody who's Muslim to have that trust that whether the meat is really halal or not.
And I can explain away. To you something small about if he's non-Muslim. Like example, if I have a worker, he's non-Muslim, and he doesn't want to eat pizza inside my shop, and he liked to have a bacon egg sandwich, and he wanted to Subway next door to me, and he ordered the bacon and eggs, or bacon sandwich, or any kind of Subway sandwich with bacon, and they bring in this is to my shop. So now this is my shop, it's not halal.
Right.
Because this is now a cross-contamination with pork. Mm. The same when you buy anything so from anywhere, like at the Chinese noodles here. You use it pork, example, it's still fried pork. Bring it to the shop. Because I can't tell him you're not allowed for you to eat, or you have to go outside to eat. So he will be unhappy, so he will be refused to work for me. So just if you bring Muslim to work with you, he would be totally understand about this. So we make sure it's nothing interest to the shop.
So you're breaking your staff member's heart.
Yes.
And, you know, your problem is also solved that, you know, there's no cross-contamination of food and things like that. Okay. Now, you've worked as an employee. And now you're working for yourself as a self-employed business owner, entrepreneur. Which one did you enjoy? Is one better than the other? Or do you think this is
half a profit and this is half a profit? In the employee, you're working and you have to work because your company set up everything for you. And just in the good time, you're controlling your 2 days off. You know, this is amount of the money interest for you in the week. You know, you can request it the holiday in this time. You know, you're working from these hours to these hours. You know, sometimes this is busy. You know, they advise you in advance. This is week busy. We have a new booking, blah, blah, blah. Just when you are self-employee, no, it's a little bit difficult. Yes, you can close when you want it because you're the owner or you're the on your boss. Just in the same time, you will be find a lot of tough time when it is not you're not selling much. Tough time because if you have someone working, you have to open the shop because you're the owner. You need to work in long hours. You need to wake up early. You need to sort out all your problems. So you're working more. And your head doesn't matter if you go to home, it's still your head working in the business 24/7.
Yeah.
So I can, for myself, I actually feeling myself better when I am employed for some of the biggest company in to make my own business.
So you preferred being an employee than being in a business, right? But you're still doing this.
I'm still doing this, yes.
Because you enjoy to service your community.
Yes, and plus now when I decided to open the business, I decided after the pandemic. And the pandemic for our tourism part, and when I'm working like a long time in the tourism, so I know any pandemic is being happened, it will be here, the tourism for 5 years. So for us, we only starting in the second year. So they need another 3 to getting everything as a normal. So I don't want it to wait. This is a 3 years to go back as a normal. That's why I decided to open my business.
Okay. What is your message to like other immigrants or other people from other ethnicities? If they wanted to enter into business, would you recommend them to do that?
It depends for their career. Like for me, the food service, you need big back step in your back. So the people absolutely encourage you, the people standing behind you like a family, because the food is more like a business for family business. If you have a family member with you, it will be absolutely more easy to standing, and you can have a free time as well, because you can't trust as a person, as a family member, stay in your shop open because he like a party from you. Just if you have an employee working here, so he will be, doesn't care how much you care about your business. So that's his big challenge as well for you to sort it, all the problems your employee made it after. The way to talk to the customer, the way to service the customer, the quality of the food, the quantity he bought it in your food. So that's all make a sense with the customer. And with the customer happy, you see their face again and again. When the customer not happy, you will be not see their face again.
So you're saying it depends on what type of business they want to open up. And if they can do it by themselves, that's great. But if they need somebody to back them up or be there, if they are sick to still continue the business, then go for it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because example, like I have a friend, he's making a clean company with his wife. Okay, he's working 5 days in the week. He's planning, either only do a couple of days evening after the company finish. He do the cleaning, or he have to do it early before the company open. It's up to him. So he still have a lifestyle, he still have everything.
Okay, that's great. Because a lot of the time when immigrants come here, they find that they can't get jobs, maybe because of their English or just maybe because of the accent of their English. So is it better to like do your own business in that sense?
For me, no. I don't prefer him to do it his own business in the start. I prefer it he getting to the market and to working. And you see everything around him to have an idea. And in this time, he can make his decision. If I do something, they will be successfully what I wanted. He know all the market. He may be coming with a new idea for himself. So he can build all his idea. And after that, he make his starting with his own project. Instead to go to open business in a new country and he doesn't know anything.
So it's better to work, get some experience, understand how the market works, how people work, behave, and what they like, don't like, and where there's a gap, probably come up with that idea to fill that gap and service that particular area. Yeah. So can you tell me what's on the menu in Flaming Pizza?
The menu is his main thing, this is pizza. Just I mix the flavor of the pizza. I'm not like stick with the flavor of pizza flavor. So I make something fusion. Like I mix sauce of the kind of the pasta. I made it in the top of the pizza dough. So this is special unique things. I use it like a jam, like a cranberry jam with a chicken in the top of the pizza instead for the tomato sauce. So I make so many things like a new item for the customer. They're really interesting to come in to try. Example, the chicken crumb in the top of the pizza. I mix like a Mediterranean flavor, like this, the fresh spices with the garlic in the top of the pizza. Your favorite pizza as a godfather. It's bit between the garlic flavor with the olive and the tomato and the capsicum. This is all Mediterranean with the pizza, so I make it. And I use the American style for the barbecue. This is like a meat lover with barbecue. It's American style. It's not related to Italy. So I make big mix.
So which is the famous pizza? Which pizza goes
the chicken fast? Carbonara and the beriberi chicken and the Godfather. This is more the high sale pizza.
Okay, that's great. Now, I see behind you there are other items as well that you offer. Can you talk to me about those?
Yeah, we do some catering as well. We do weddings, or we do for a special occasion for the people. If they have a dinner or invited people, we do like a Middle Eastern food, like a whole lamb or leg lamb with our famous rice, the kabse or the mandi. And we do, last Ramadan, we do a buffet for the most of the days of Ramadan. Yeah. For service, this is mixed cuisine. This is not just only Middle Eastern. I cooking like European food at the same time. Yeah.
And I see that you have coffees and ice cream. And I think you do some little bit of desserts as well.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about those.
The ice cream, I choose the company. This is kind of the ice cream as well. It doesn't have a gelatin because the most of the gelatin in New Zealand made it from pork. So my ice cream suitable for vegetarian. So this means there's no any animal product in it. Yeah, only the gelatin.
So it's completely vegan?
Not vegan. It's just no gelatin.
Oh, no gelatin.
So animal product, no gelatin. Animal product. We're still dairy. Yes, it's the milk and the cream. Just the important things, animal product as a gelatin. Because most of the ice cream made it from gelatin, and some of them made it from alcohol as well. So what I have is totally free of gelatin and alcohol. And we have a coffee because we have a bakery shop here and we have a hotel. So, and the people in the shop around, they maybe like to have a coffee. Plus, we do sometimes a sweet. It depends for the free time for me. I do some kind of a sweet. Yeah.
Thank you so much, brother.
No worries, brother Saeed.
And it was lovely talking to you.
Me too, thank you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Colors of Courage on Plains FM 96.9. Join me again for the next episode.